It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And got some guests in the studio today, Barbecue Bob. I'm glad to see you're back, toting a little sling there. I'll let you control that dialogue, but I'm glad you're feeling better and you're up and about.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. And thanks for joining us. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves.
Right.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us. We're going to do a little spring show, and we have Shasta and Corey coming in from Old World Olive Company, and they're going to break down some just different ways to spice up your grilling. We talk about it an awful lot here, but I think it's better when Shasta explains than when we explain.
Yeah, exactly. So let me tell you about spicing up your grilling. I made a rookie mistake. Thank goodness it was just my wife and I for the meals.
Oh, but I thought you were talking about the shirt you're wearing.
No, that too. Yeah, that's why we're on radio. We're not on TV. I got a multicolored flannel shirt on today.
Pee-wee.
Because it's cold, but I look like an Easter egg, so it's all good. But anyway, was down to the bottom of a seasoning jar, right? And Lisa wanted some ribs.
So you hit it.
So, nope. So I was seasoning up the ribs. It's that Memphis style. It's called pig's ass,
oh, yeah.
Right? And there was only maybe like a quarter inch of it in the bottom. I think, well, it'll be enough. And so I ended up, I did it like I thought, and then there was just a wee bit more down there. So I just threw it on there. I was like, whatever, it's ribs. Well, what had happened is all the salt, which was heavier, in that seasoning jar was all there was in the bottom of the jar. And, you know, I put the love to them 6 hours on the smoker. I picked them up. They bent, but they didn't break. I could just a little tug. They came off the bone. They were perfectly done until you put a bite in your mouth. And then it was horrific. It almost burned your mouth. It was so salty. Couldn't eat them. Threw them away. Threw them right in the trash.
That hurts.
Tried to feed it to the dog. The dog wouldn't even eat it.
That hurts because not only do you have the money involved and the rub money involved, but
right.
It's all that time.
I know.
And then expectation.
Oh, yeah.
And then your wife looks at you like...
You ever done this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, you dumb. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So it was a very humbling experience. But I only mention it because, one, is stupid. But, two, it could happen to anybody because I was down to the last, like, quarter inch in a seasoning container that was commercially made. But the salt is the heaviest thing in the rub. And when you've shaken it for how many ever times you've used it, all the salt was down in the bottom.
Well, you're
man.
The king of segues, and you said stupid, so
right.
That's my segue.
Okay. All right.
I want to tell people why you wear a helmet on a motorcycle.
Yeah, right.
And you can see my overly sized forehead. It was the perfect skid plate for a piece of pavement.
Yep.
And the reason I'm wearing a sling is because my shoulder and my head took the impact of a little mishap, a low speed, thank God.
Yep.
Or you'd be just, it'd be the Randy and Shasta show.
Right.
But,
thank goodness.
But I always wear a helmet. But since I have this enormously oversized cranium, my son's helmet wouldn't fit me.
Mm.
So I have to ride it from Olivia's house up to Nelson's Sports Shop in Greenville. I can take the back roads, go slow. Well, thankfully, I was going slow because I made a mistake, and I dumped it. And I did not expect it at that low speed, and I certainly can remember every revolution I took in the air and the feeling of being slammed down on the road and laying there gasping for breath and the horrid look on my daughter's face.
Well, she was following
you? She
saw
it, yes.
Oh.
And that's probably the worst part.
Sure.
Because she was, luckily she's a nursing assistant.
Yeah.
And she took control, but I could see she was horrified.
Cleaned your bedpan?
No, I was a bloody mess.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Ruined clothing. What wasn't ruined, they cut off me in the ambulance.
Yep. Wow.
Life EMS did a great job. I can't remember both of the technicians' name. But I remember one because it's the same as my son, Jordan.
Yeah.
But these two, they were terrific.
Might I make a inquiry? Is this the same motorcycle that Alex got in an accident in?
Yes, it
Why
is.
Don't we get rid of that one and just get it right out of the family? Because that's two
idea.
Of you, man,
yeah.
that have taken a dump on that
I
thing.
I noticed one thing about this. It's very much like a lot of Japanese bikes, very top-heavy.
Yep.
If you're going to lay down a bike, lay down a Harley, because they've got low CG.
Right, yep.
But these things, yeah, not a fan.
Well,
plus, his back tire was bald.
They
don't stop very well.
Right.
So I was taking it up to get new tires put on it and have it all ready for him. He comes back from the Middle East in the end of May, and I was going to have it all. I was going to go through it and have him do everything.
Sure, yeah, nice.
And now they're going to do even more.
Right, yeah, tune it up a little bit more. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, we're all blessed that you're fine and you're back.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, you know, you're hurting, I can tell, but it'll...
I mean, whether or not it's a blessing
right,
to you.
Right, you can grow with your left arm. I've seen you do it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I'm ambidextrous. That's a good thing.
Right, yeah.
And except there are a few things I noticed I can't do very well with my left hand, and with my right shoulder all banged up.
Yep.
Like, you know... Using the toilet is really a chore.
That could have gone a lot of different directions, but it had to go there, right? Yeah, yeah. Could have been. Geez, I'm having a problem bringing a fork to my mouth because I usually eat with my right hand.
I don't
hand.
Think my left
no,
arm
it's
is
the other
as
end.
Long.
It's all went there, right? It all went
reach.
There,
oh,
right,
man.
Right. Well, you know what? You grew up in a house of women, so the bidet is good, and you just
yeah,
use it,
you
and
know
everything's
what?
Fine.
There's a story
yeah.
for that, too.
I understand. I understand, but we really don't need to go
okay.
there. Right.
Don't
but
remember
anyway.
Eating corn.
Right, but glad you're back, and you're upright, and you're doing better.
We'll see.
We'll heal up. But you shoot your bow right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Okay. So then you pull back with your right hand.
Yeah.
And that might be crossbow time for Uncle Bob.
Oh.
You can try mine.
I hope not.
Before you take the plunge.
But that's the perfect segue for talking about Alan Bob's. Because
okay.
we've got some events coming up with them. And
nice.
We don't want to forget our oldest sponsor.
Right.
But that's where you got your crossbow.
It is. Yep. And mine is a 10 point. It's vintage. I've probably had it 8 or 9 years. And boy, has technology changed in those things. And that's why you go to Alan Bob's, because they've got the latest and greatest. And I got a buddy that just got one. It's called a Raven. And mine is probably 2 foot wide at the front. His is like 8 inches or 10 inches. And then it draws down even narrower when you pull it back, and shooting 500 feet a second. Mine's 300. I mean, it's just, you know, technology changes.
You can literally wear it on his wrist under his jacket.
yeah. Right. But it's a crazy machine. But, you know, they're $2,500 too. And I got 800 into mine. So, you know, you get what you pay for.
Well, yours is a lot more now.
Yeah, yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, I priced yours out.
Yeah,
it's up around 15 now.
Yeah,
so don't get rid of it.
No, I won't. I won't. I mean, it works fine for me. I'm only out a few times a year with it, so it works out great.
Yeah,
but you take it down there and get it tuned up.
I did.
That's the magic.
You know, that was what I was going to say. Is when we were deer hunting this year, I took my brother-in-law Paul.
Right.
And he the first time with the crossbow, I got him one from a friend.
Yeah.
I got him a friend to loan him one.
Right.
And he didn't know you had to release it by hand. He pulled the trigger to release it,
ooh.
Dry fired it,
ooh.
And snapped the arms on it. So he just paid my buddy cash on the spot.
Yeah.
And he felt really bad. Well, I took it to Alan Bob's. They called the factory and they said, not a problem. We'll cover it.
Nice.
So there's one reason to have a great dealer like
right.
Alan Bob's in your camp, because they're just so they sell so much product.
Right, right.
And that was really cool. I haven't told him yet.
Yeah, huge selection. Oh, yeah.
He's going to be happy when
the buddy bought you a beer, though. That's good.
He's going to be happy when the bow shows up.
Yeah. So here we are, the grilling guys. It's the spring. We've had some really unseasonably warm weather, and then wham, we get slammed earlier this week with some cold. Back to warm. It's Easter weekend, and what a better thing to do on Easter weekend than talk a little bit about food. So we've got Shasta and Corey from the Old World Olive Company joining us in the next segment. And if you have not used flavored olive oil and balsamics, you've got a great listen coming. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.